Shalom.
Hello. We'll start today's lesson with excerpts from the sources on the subject of bestowing contentment upon the Creator, and we'll continue with item 24. You can send us questions live on kab.tv, and you can find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info.
We have to remind ourselves that this is the purpose of our existence, to come to bestow contentment to the Creator. Just when He created all of creation, all of us, He did it to bestow to us, to the creatures, contentment. That's why with that we come to equivalence of form, which is the beginning of our correction towards the final point where we are in adhesion with Him. So, what are the components of bestowing contentment to the Creator?
Excerpt 24 from Rabash. What is the righteous become apparent through the wicked in the work? If their intention is to bring contentment to the Creator, then, if they want to increase the work, they must increase the greatness of the Creator, since to the extent of His greatness, to that extent, they can annul before Him and do everything they do only for the sake of the Creator. It is as the Zohar says about the verse, her husband is known at the gates, that each according to what he assumes in his heart. Therefore, in order to have fuel to work, those who want to work for the sake of the Creator must try each day to exert to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator, since the greatness of the Creator is what compels them to work for Him. And this is all the pleasure they derive from their work. We'll read again. If their intention is to bring contentment to the Creator, then, if they want to increase the work, they must increase the greatness of the Creator, since to the extent of His greatness, to that extent, they can annul before Him and do everything they do only for the sake of the Creator. It is as the Zohar says about the verse, her husband is known at the gates, each according to what he assumes in his heart. Therefore, in order to have fuel to work, those who want to work for the sake of the Creator must try each day to exert to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator, since the greatness of the Creator is what compels them to work for Him, and this is all the pleasure they derive from their work.
How do we attain the greatness of the Creator? How much greatness of the Creator did I attain yesterday? How many times did I get back to it in order to feel that I'm searching for and am obtaining the greatness of the Creator? Go ahead, a workshop, quickly.
Did
I have such a question? Where was I looking for it in order to find it? How did I obtain it? What did I do with what I obtained when I obtained more greatness compared to what I had before a few minutes ago? How did I use it? Please.
I tried to remember
the assignment we had, which is to think about a friend. I watched the lesson a second time. I had some time, so I also watched it. And I remembered a few times.
The greatness of the Creator is the importance of our goal to connect and give Him contentment, to cleave unto Him. How do we attain it? We attain it by annulling to the friends, by considering you as great and receiving from you this importance, this greatness.
Yesterday was a pretty good day where we were awake and ready. We had Zoom meetings. Also, I taught yesterday, and I think everything should have been full of that greatness, but when I think of it now, I don't feel that I thought about it at all.
I had this point, actually, where each time there was a new effort to renew the assignment. Like this effort of trying to give the friend the greatness of the Creator above the teddy bear. And this is something that I didn't know exactly how to give the greatness of the Creator, but I constantly had a desire to give that greatness of the Creator and for the friend to have it. I tried to do it. There's nothing practical to do, but there was this pain in my heart.
Yes, I also thought a lot about the friend, and I succeeded in so doing. Also, I succeeded to get to the evening lesson. I got this importance for it the first time. And it's all thanks to that exercise.
First of all, it's the integration in the society. With the 10 in the lesson, working on the assignment every hour, at least every hour, and but friends added in the WhatsApp to help to return each time to the assignment to renew the intention. That's what we need. Make sure it happens for all the friends like that.
There were some moments during the day where I was in that effort to fulfill that assignment, to do it, think of the friends. Also, we had the Zoom meetings, but it's as if there was a kind of delete button behind that mission, that assignment. It wasn't clear where we're going with it until in the evening, Gershon and I talked about the greatness of the Creator in this article. And we started talking about it, how to do it, while the class held the workshop. We were teaching together. It wasn't clear.
Rav, when I attain the greatness of the Creator, what do I feel? How is that felt in me? Please.
It manifests as an attention, closer attention to the connection between us. You feel as if there's some new opening for you to feel the common work of the ten.
I don't know if it's truly called the greatest of the Creator. But I feel that joy on the path and the importance of the goal and a new spirit in the sales. But maybe it's not the greatest of the Creator, I don't know.
Yes, it goes along with the importance of the goal. And usually it's an egoistic kind of upliftment, right? But sometimes there's gladness that comes from the joy of overcoming, meaning that you're glad because you have the opportunity to overcome, and not because you have this energy and the I don't know how to put it.
Depends on the 10, how much it awakens each and every one. Because you feel how much it's lacking, and even if you need the Creator in order to think of the friend, to succeed in an assignment, anything really, you need the greatness of the Creator in order to turn to Him, in order to know that there is a force that is capable of lifting us above the ego. It depends on us, on the 10. We have to awaken it. Rav, when I received the greatness of the Creator from the 10, from the environment, how do I then use it? Do I have to return it to the 10? What do I do with the greatness of the Creator that I got?
So I'll divide it in two parts. First of all, how does it affect me? Well, it affects how I perceive reality, right? To perceive reality through the greatness of the Creator is completely different than perceiving it through my own vessels. And what I have to reciprocate, to give back to the Ten, is to help each and every friend, to pray for each and every friend, so that he will be able to see reality through the greatness of the Creator and not through the ego.
According to the law of Arvut, that feeling, you have to return to the group.
Yes, and to serve as an example to the friends. Yesterday, a friend gave us an example as we went out of the lesson. He bought big teddy bear to inspire us. So, yeah, to bring it back to the 10. That's where our attention should be focused throughout the day.
Yeah, it was an expensive teddy bear, for the example. I think I heard you speak before. For me, it was very difficult. I mean, there were many discernments of general difficulty to perform this task. That's why I got the teddy bear, to show you that it's very difficult to let go of it and to return it. You have to return it towards the 10. That despite, to show that despite the difficulties, and to hold on to it, there's one force that organizes everything. We need to understand who is the landlord here, and we have to adhere to the 10 and do the work together in order to ask for it and ask them for it and succeed.
If I receive the greatness of the Creator from the 10, it's a spectacular, it's a special, special state. And now I need to make sure to awaken more friends in the 10 so that they have the energy, they have the joy to regard the friends as great and so on, to do whatever you can to awaken that.
We need, first of all, to reject this sensation, to connect with the friends, to make a connection, and then use the greatness to awaken the connection to its next degree. Rav, how my personal impression from the greatness of the Creator, even though I got it from the environment, from the society, because that's the only source of the greatness of the Creator, Creator is in them. In the common feeling between them, when I feel it's a common, it's a mutual feeling, I feel He is there. They're all impressed by it, and I'm impressed by their impression. How can I be impressed by the fact that their impression is a group impression, that it comes from one source that they attain, that sustains them, that gives them livelihood and life and the greatness of the source and origin of life, that when I'm impressed by them, in what way do I return it to the 10? Go ahead.
Again, I think only towards outside of you. Think towards what's outside of you, only to support the friends, pray for the friends.
Absolutely, prayer for the friends, that's the first thing. It should not stay with me. It's like water in sand. It will disappear. I have to invest in the bank of the friends. And you can add also externally in a conversation, but mainly prayer to connect us to one source.
When you try to bestow to the 10 from yourself and you see that you don't have the power to do this, you pray to the Creator to give them exactly what you feel you lack, which is the power to bestow upon the 10.
Yeah, you want the friends to have that which you feel you are lacking in the work, which is what, according to your vessels, you can ask for the friends.
It can be given back as an example to their friends.
Yeah,
it's in words, in actions, any thing that will return to the friends, this thing that everything comes from, there's nothing besides him, a personal example, overcoming, that's what we have to feed back into the ten.
Yes, as everyone said, there's your own part that you give, you put in the ten to show the importance you feel. And to really ask for this thing to live inside the ten, so that the Creator helps maintain this thing inside the ten, the importance and the greatness.
Rav, how do I develop the prayer on top of the impression that I received from the group? What kind of words compose in the ten, a short prayer, a few lines, a plea to the Creator from a person that felt an impression from the greatness of the Creator in the ten, and how does he now use this impression in order to turn to the Creator? What does he say? Talk amongst yourself. Out loud, compose the prayer.
So after a person is impressed by his friends in the ten, he sees that everyone received the greatness of the Creator from one source, and he values them, and he regards their impressions, their greatness of the Creator. He asks the Creator to connect all the prayers of the friends into one prayer. He asks for it to be one common desire from the whole ten.
That we may be able to, in this common feeling of connection, mutual feeling, be rewarded with to feel your greatness and give you contentment.
Thank you for giving me this greatness which I now feel. Now I want to not think about myself and enjoy it. Rather, please give it to the friends, and immediately to think about giving the friends something, give something good to the friends. Or I don't want to be thinking about myself and to drown, to get confused in that.
Yeah, I want to give the friends an opportunity to connect, to bestow, to make an effort towards that force, to reach equivalence of form with it.
Yes, hold them in the air all the time so that they are always above, so that they...
Rav, each ten writes down the prayer, 2-3 sentences, write it down as a single prayer from the entire ten. 2-3 sentences to the Creator, which is a result of the impression you received from the ten about the greatness of the Creator.
I said, hold them up in the air all the time with the power to overcome, so that they are able to continue serving you all the time.
What I wrote for now is that may we have one desire and one prayer from the greatest of the Creator, because that's what would give him contentment.
And
attend that finished, raise your hand. Who's raising his hand? It doesn't matter. A representative, Shatz. What he's saying is from the entire tent.
Yes, we ask for the upper force. We ask the upper force to build the connection between us, to get adhesion with the upper force, and to give contentment to the Creator.
Okay, no objections. Niv, what did you write?
We wrote several things here, but...
No, several things.
First of all, we're grateful that we feel the greatness of our connection, or rather greatness from our connection, and we want to build the vessel that's aimed towards Him, meaning that our connection is for His benefit.
Yeah, but in what is that clearly expressed?
That He will give us the ability to join more vessels to it, to crown His greatness over it.
This is a little convoluted, but the first part is good. We begin from gratitude for receiving additional appreciation, importance. Okay, more?
We ask for it to take root and never leave us, meaning the greatness of the Creator.
And what do you get it?
It's taken so long to achieve. We wanted to take root and not go away.
Okay, but what for? To what end? Okay, I've got a little bit. Give me more.
No, we're afraid of it vanishing.
Okay, you've got what to think about. But at least one half is almost there. The second half, not so much. Didn't finish, continue. What do you mean? This is our entire work to receive from the Creator through the group importance, awakening, and return it to Him with a small addition from our desire. By that, we are raising sparks more and more and more until the entire evil inclination will enter into the prayer. Who else?
We are grateful for you having gathered, for you gathering us together and giving us the opportunity to turn to you, connect us to one vessel so that we are in equivalence with you. Give us the ability to reciprocate for that awakening of the heart you gave to us.
Nice. Who would have thought about that 10, Tzvika's 10? Good. Say it again.
We are grateful to you for having gathered us together and for giving us the opportunity to turn to you. Please connect us into one vessel so that we are in equivalence of form with you, and please allow us to reciprocate for that awakening of the heart you gave to us.
Professor Maitka. Nice. Okay, it's clear, right? Well, what's up with you, Professor? Still philosophy?
Gratitude for giving us. We are grateful to you for the additional importance you gave to us, and we want to pass it on.
What do you mean?
We want to pass it on to the friends, to give it back. Right?
To give us enough, you know, pass it on.
No, we want help. You need to teach us how to pass it on.
Okay, so again, we are grateful for receiving an awakening from you, and we ask you, teach us how to pass this awakening onward. Okay, I didn't get it. My problem. Who else? Don't be shy. Let's express it. Danny. No. Such a big 10, even have excess.
That He will give us the opportunity to reciprocate for what He gives to us and also to give it to the whole world.
Also good. Okay. That's the main thing, really, to pass this awakening, this impression on to all the people in the world. Who else?
Thank you, the Creator of the world, for giving me the ability to raise a prayer for the friends and be concerned for the friends.
It's a little closed. Thank you. Meaning, you close it within the 10.
That's my own feeling. It's not from the 10. It's my own.
No. No one is allowed to say what is in his belly. So think. If not now, during the day. What, you got something? Not you, but
all of us. We are grateful to you for the opportunity you gave us to connect, to compose this one prayer, to be a conduit to the whole world, and to give you contentment.
That's good.
We thank you for the opportunity to turn to you and ask you to connect all of our yearnings together into one vessel so that you can dwell between us. Give the friends the power to work in order to bring you contentment.
Also, each one according to how he feels the state. Nice. Chipchik. Oh, he spoke. Okay. Not enough.
No, Ken,
Lakasha.
Resurrect the dead and enjoy the living.
That's your recommendation to the Creator. Revive the dead and enjoy the living. From the one you are reviving. Enjoy them. It includes everything. This then is Yitzhak.
We started from
what were you able to compose between you, maybe even half a sentence, but whatever you succeeded in, whatever you didn't, it didn't.
This gratitude came up. We thank you for this awakening of the heart, and we didn't finish.
You feel that this awakening is becoming a little bit general. You're impressed by one another, that without the impression from the others, I don't awaken at all.
Yes.
Nessie, oh, you're 10, okay. You're exempt. Shimon? You're in abroad somewhere. You didn't get it? Okay, you have the whole day. Continue.
Let's
see what's up with your 10. Doesn't matter. Whoever reads, reads.
Creator, I ask you to listen to the pleas of the friends, to guide us to be in greater connection with you for the purpose of equivalence of form.
I would have liked to get some emotion, but fine. Amnon. I'm just saying Amnon, it's just...
No, it's all right, I wrote, but of course, from the 10, I wrote gratitude and thankfulness to the Creator for allowing us to feel your greatness in the heart rather than in the mind, and to understand that without the 10 and the society, there is no life.
How do you know it's in the heart of the friends? Look, I have to scrutinize. Yudalef, what's up? You didn't?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We did talk about it, but we need to improve it. You weren't so pleased with what we said. So we're grateful and thankful for having achieved the state where we are thinking about and aiming towards the purpose of creation as one man.
Mm.
Okay. You can include everything in it. Chicago, you want to share your prayer?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you to the Creator for the importance and the awakening you gave us. Please help us reinvest this awakening in the connection between us so that we can come closer to you and to be more and more like you in order to deliver your light to the whole of creation.
Nice. In truth, help us be like you. That includes everything. Very good. Moscow, please.
We thank the Creator for the impressions He gave us, the inspiration. We ask to unite the friends in one heart 10 times more than we see now. Give us an uplifted spirits and uplift our desires to be in equivalence with you.
Nice. Florida?
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Hello? Hello?
No? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Creator. We embrace all the sensations you give us. You will always be great in our eyes.
Again, Eli?
We connect together all those sensations the Creator gives us, and the Creator will always be great in our eyes.
Yeah, it's the first half, but what are you going to do with it? You got from Him some power. You say, thank you, but what are you going to do with this power? Think about it. But there has to be another action. Africa.
Thank you, Rev. The friend's right. The bread. Thank you for letting us serve you. Help us cover and release our teddy bear and keep us united to be the conduit of light for the nations.
Shuv, repeat, please.
Again?
Africa, repeat, please.
Thank you for letting us serve you, cover and release our teddy bear, and keep us united to be the conduit of light for the nations.
Yafe.
Nice.
New York rasa mashu, ken?
Beautiful, emotional. Moving, thank you. New York wanted something?
Thank you for showing us the friends in their corrected state and letting us all serve you together.
Also good. It's missing a little bit into the nerves, the desire, like an inner sting. A bit more internal, but good. Thank you for participating.
Can you hear us? All right. We thank the Creator for giving us this power to come and connect above all the interruptions and to feel this inception of a feeling of equivalence of form with the Creator. We're grateful for it and are happy for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. As long as it feels like it's coming to the 10 and it comes out from the 10 back to Him, and other than the 10, the Creator does nothing else. That's progress. So please bring your question mark down, Tveria.
Creator, thank you to wake up us and to bring back near you in the center of my 10.
It's pretty. No more? Are the tens here want to add? Yeah, how can not?
We're all grateful for the opportunity to be impressed by the greatness of the Creator and to sit in the lesson with the friends and as the shats of the tent, I would add, even though there are very sweet things to eat in the coffee table, on the coffee tables there, please, let's sit together with the friends.
Really sweet stuff there? What's so sweet there? Croissants? Why didn't you say anything? Well, it's a shots, okay. It's more like a thing that fits the kabai. That's why I understand why there's movement. Stories about Kabbalists that would attract students to lessons through corporeal temptations, buttered slice of bread. There were times it was rare. Just like we do with little children, little temptations. What can you do? Everyone is a little animal.
I have a question. So, for the rest of the day, how do we truly write a prayer together rather than one person saying something and everyone just saying, oh, okay, okay?
You have to feel the hearts. It doesn't matter, you know, you can say, no, how can it be? Rather, you have to enter the hearts of the friends and try to do it as if you are inside each one of them, and although when you connect to them, you're seemingly connecting to their external form, when you imagine to yourself his face, his body, or whatever, for the time being, but through it, you are entering his spirituality, his internality. It doesn't matter that it's all corporeal, but nevertheless, these forms of connection are like that. What can you do? From this world, from these clothings, we get to more internal clothing. But you want to feel their internality. What would they say? What would they think? You want to penetrate them. In that, you are integrated in them. Your spiritual vessel is in them. So you're going and searching. This is the meaning of collecting.
But it's not the words, right? What comes up in the end?
It's a feeling of the heart of the friends in your heart.
And how do you get the words to come out of everyone? Because when you said to write a prayer, we just looked at each other and we understood that we're not even...
Start from something. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about things that will happen later. Later, you will do the same things. But on a different level, integrating on a different level altogether, where your disintegration will give you a feeling of the partsuf that is constantly changing, and in it the Creator is changing. And you'll feel it to such an extent. And what kind of connection, overcoming, the level of connection. Each time it will be separate and together, separate and together.
And can the prayer keep changing?
Yeah, each time. It's a new prayer each moment. That's the meaning of the Creator is awaiting the prayer. How are you raising your deficiency, Rishimo? Rishimo is from everyone together. Into one force. That's the whole work. You have to go deeper into it as much as possible.
Because what we get in the end is that one in the ten who knows how to speak nicely writes something and
No. It's also not. It's not talking. It's each and everyone scrutinizes inside of him until you begin to see that each one is talking. You're talking in one tongue, one language, just like you're speaking all Hebrew. You speak in the inner holy tongue.
We have Bill in the tent. Bill.
Yeah, bring him into it like a baby who can't talk. You will feel that you have not a language, but a common language, but a common feeling, and it will come. This, we call this the letters of the heart. And that's how it will be. We must do it. Work in it. Also, towards the Congress and inside the Congress, we'll have to build ourselves into a single prayer. Specifically in that, this Congress is special. We have to reach one desire, one prayer, and the feeling of the Creator that's revealed in one prayer on a certain level that can be okay.
I don't actually feel what the friend feels. Perhaps I have this template of the friend, but
I don't know what it is. Try to feel. I don't want to enter, get into psychology.
Before you told us to actually express it, then in my tent there was a very fruitful conversation about these things with lots of understanding. But as soon as you told us to express the prayer, I became dyslexic. Everything I had that I was vanished, burned away. It's as if this is some trial, some birth, some judgment that I execute. I couldn't think, I couldn't speak, I became completely empty. What is that thing?
Continue scrutinizing. Really? Chanoch, keep scrutinizing. Italy.
לא שומעים אתכם.
We can't hear you.
איטלי. טוב.
אוקיי.
רגע. לא, אז בינתיים קייב.
לא. קייב.
דוברו אותה רב, דוברו אותה סמירו יקדי.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. We have this prayer to share. We are grateful for the opportunity to work for you. We don't have the powers between us to give it to the whole world with gladness and to be awarded with you. We want that. We want to be like you. We're grateful for giving us the feeling and the ability to pray for the friends so that they travel to the Congress with us and connect and come to you together.
Also good. Connect together more and more. Italy. Maybe now.
לא שומעים, כן?
Can't hear.
לא, נו, תנסו שוב אחר כך. מסקווה.
No, try again later. Moscow.
Рав, вы сказали, что...
Рав, you said that when we raise man, we raise it until the whole inclination enters that prayer. Can you explain?
כתוב בכל לבבך...
It's written with all your heart, with all your might, with all the every thought, every desire, with your heart, with your brain. Each and every one wants to join this common desire, this one heart, and one intention, one brain, And that's what we are raising to the Creator, all the tens, all over the world, wherever we are. Just like you're looking at the screens, and there are thousands and thousands of our friends who we can't even see on the screens today. And all of us connect like that. And we wish to be in one heart, in one brain, if even a little bit in this measure called Se'ah, full measure, we manage to do it, the Creator is revealed immediately. A 10 that can do it, that succeeds, there's also an ability to attain it in 1/10. Less than 1/10, there's no clue, but at least in 1/10. We see two men, for example, four friends of ours. It's enough. It's a 10. We call it a 10. If they connect their hearts, they are called a 10. They can reach it. We see Moscow. A great number, several tens, or here we have 40 tens. Each 10, and everyone together, and each shall help his friend. Every 10 is called a man. Adam, human, is the one who is similar to the Creator, less than a partsuf. You cannot resemble the Creator. And that's how we attain it. I really hope that now, as we gear up towards the Congress, and especially towards the Congress in the desert, we'll come to a state where inside the connection between us, we'll feel how much the Creator is pushing us to connect and how much we want to connect from within us. And we begin to reveal this unity. This unity is the Creator. That's how He's revealed in us.
All right, Moscow? Do you want anything more? Yes?
Yeah, I want to ask how exactly the evil inclination entered this. So it's the source of the power that raises man.
We love the evil inclination because thanks to it we can be more and more oriented towards the Creator because He hinders us. What do I mean by that? I want to see that one goal, so these disruptions help me. It's not good if there are no disruptions, because then I don't know if I'm aiming towards the goal or not. The ego constantly making us deviate. We can grow against it. It's called an aid against oneself. And thanks to that, we can grow. And of course, anyone who's greater than his friend has a greater inclination still, because from each degree to the next, we have greater interruptions and disruptions, because the goal has to be even more accurate and subtle, spiritual. And so we respect the evil inclination here, because without it we cannot advance. We see that the Creator created nothing which is redundant. To the contrary, we need to love it, we need to use it in a beneficial way. Like adults, let's say. Rishon.
We also want to add in prayer, we are grateful, dear Creator, for letting us feel your influence, your bestowal, and your greatness. Watch over us so we don't fall into foreign thoughts and think that's thanks to us. Let us understand that everything is from you and nothing's in our desire. Give us the strength to return this to you, to the friends, and to the world, the measure of your goodness, and give contentment to your honor.
Very good, very good. Respect. Thank you very much. Very nice. Very nice. Nothing to say. Take off the question mark so that it's make that a habit. All right. So who do we have? Oh, Asia. Yes.
Good
morning. We are grateful for being rewarded with your greatness. Help us be in one head and one heart for your sake. Thank you.
Short and to the point. Very good. No, wait. The question is if we have no more... Wait, I understand that, but any more... Oh, we have Rehovot. Wait, guys, first of all, the groups, then your own personal questions. Rehovot.
Creator, we are grateful for failing to compose a common prayer. We ask that from the place of concealment, you'll be able to be revealed in us and enjoy from the fact that we built a kli for you.
And you didn't succeed. Ah, we are grateful, or are we aware? We're grateful. Why? Grateful? Ah, because the Creator connected them nevertheless. Despite the fact that you failed, all of you, you are grateful to Him for doing it? Or?
We discovered a place of lack of connection. We are grateful for it. We want Him to connect us.
Very well. Good, nice. There is some... There is something to it, but let's hope that you finish that prayer, make it a complete and beautiful one. Toronto.
We got one gratitude that the Creator gave us a tent that is constantly able to remind us about the greatness of the Creator. And there's a question also. The question is, can
you repeat the prayer, please, first? Repeat the prayer and then the question.
Okay, the question is when we're given that exercise to do the prayer, there was and I noticed a lot of times it's happening that friends talking about what the prayer should be made of, how it should be addressed, but the prayer itself, it's so difficult to actually come out to the clear, like...
You should ask yourselves why it's like that for you. I need to feel myself, then how I integrate into the group, what I receive from this integration with the friends, what impressions of the Creator do I receive through them, how this settles in me, and how do I turn back to the Creator with it through the ten. All these things I need to process through my heart. Where the hearts can't do that work, then I can help it, assist it with the mind, with thoughts. And it's preferable for the work to be in the heart, so that the mind, the intellect, will support it in such a way where it's included, integrated, and I don't even feel the work of the intellect, but rather everything goes through it and is expressed ultimately as a feeling. Well, it will come. So that was Toronto, and now Almaty.
У нас есть молитва. Благодарим тебя за силу.
We have a prayer. We are grateful to you for your power. Help us be in your greatness so that all of our actions and our thoughts will be done for you, for your sake, and that your honor, your glory will cover the entire land.
Opa. That's pretty good. That's good. No words. Novosibirsk.
Молитва в благодарности всесильной, величие твое бескрайнее, единство твое повсюду.
A prayer is a gratitude to you, your infinite greatness and your unity is everywhere.
All right. Santiago.
No.
Well?
Lo shomim.
We can't hear.
Lo shomim.
Cannot hear.
No, tagid laim.
¿Quién? ¿Cha?
Yes.
¿Se escucha? Sí.
You hear? Yes. Sí.
Creador.
Creator.
Agradecemos tu bondad infinita de estar unidos.
We are grateful for your infinite bestowal, for being together, and for giving us the force of bestowal.
Salt Lake City. Very good. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Shalom, Rav, and everybody. That's the prayer, integrated prayer from our unity. Oh, merciful Lord, we are so grateful to be given this method as a means to come closer to you through our connection in this spiritual desire you placed within us. Please give us the strength to always move towards you. Big thanks from the 10 for good connection of love to pass it to the whole world to make you happy. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Yafeh.
Very nice. All right. And, well, let's say we're done. Any more 10s here who want to say something? No? All right, we're all together, incorporated. So what do I want to say by this? This is our work. This is our work throughout the day, and not just today, but every day. How can we gather, collect from all their friends, their inspirations? I don't need to call them and confuse them or whatever. They are standing within my heart, and I make the effort to feel them and to gather, collect their impressions from them, and within these impressions to feel the Creator, which is common to all of them. And how do I, from the impressions and inspiration I got from the Creator through the friends, how do I raise this man back to Him, also through the friends to Him? And then we work within that cycle. Oh, Belsheva! How could we do without Belsheva? Please.
The Creator. Thank you for letting us the greatness of the tens who raised a prayer and evoked in us envy to raise a prayer, a common prayer in one heart.
Excellent. Very good. All right, friends, we have come to a state where now we are advancing to the introduction to tests.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson.
Ah, wait, no, we have a song, right?
את השאלה של מה הטעם בחיים רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסתרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסתרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע תן לנו את הכוח ורצון להתחבר על הכל ביחד נתגבר נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר תן לנשמה להתעורר נעשה לבד, אף פעם לא נמצא מהי השיטה לפוצץ את המחיצה נקבל ערבות, נחזק את הקבוצה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע נקבל ערבות נחזק את הקבוצה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע